been a lot of talk lately about holes in security along the border with Canada.
The risk of terrorist activity across our northern border is actually higher than across our southern border.
But CBC News has learned that hole has now gotten much smaller. Predator bees from this base in North Dakota have more than quadrupled their range and are now patrolling 1,500 kilometers right to Washington State. As well, before, they couldn't fly within 16 kilometers of the Canadian border. Now they are cleared to fly right up to the line.
We have 950 nautical miles of border, linear border, yeah, by 100 miles deep.
It's 100 miles deep.
So, rough math, 95,000 square miles.
It's not like the Predator drone has just appeared here. They were first unveiled amid much fanfare 2 years ago. But it's taken this long to train pilots and to prove to federal aviation authorities that they can operate safely inside civilian airspace.
I notice you steer away from using the term terrorist.
There are other applications for this, but certainly Terrorism Acts comes to mind.
So, how effective has the program been in the past 2 years? It's a sensitive issue.
Have you been involved in interceptions in the last 2 years?
Not with actual crossings. We've been used with arrests, with actual investigative acts.
Were you assisted but
correct,
didn't precipitate what happened?
Correct.